Hi everyone, Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Hello everybody out there in internet land, tuning in to another episode of Money Talks. You know, we talk about money and how to make more of it. Today, I have an interesting guest all the way, live and in person from Puerto Rico. And fortunately, she's still there. She's not sitting here in our office. But nevertheless, we've got her along to talk about her dream, her passion, what she's doing out in the world, trying to help people, and how she's been able to turn this into a business. And so the upshot of this whole conversation, I hope, is going to be to give you some encouragement how you can do a similar thing that she has done. Her name is Lisa Tan from Puerto Rico, and she is here to talk about herself, her business, her passion, her dream of helping people, and how this has become a business. Lisa, welcome on board here. We're glad to have you with us today. And listen to all that you've got to say. Don't mind me if I interrupt you and clarify things and ask questions and so on. But anyway, take it away. Tell us about Lisa.
Hey, Russ, and all the Money Talk fans out there. I am excited to share with you first why some people call me Dr. Lisa Suntan. When I was a kid, I didn't live up to my last name. I grew up in the foggy Bay Area, but now that I've moved to Puerto Rico, you'll find me on the beach enjoying the sunshine and living life on my terms. So go ahead, you can call me Dr. Lisa Suntan. And growing up, my mom raised us on a seamstress salary. Our goal was to never, ever let that sewing machine stop. But you know what? After seeing my mom literally work till she dropped, I decided, no, that ain't for me. No way. So when our family hit rock bottom, I was like, things gotta change. I ain't gonna repeat what's happening in my family. And while I was practicing as a pharmacist, making six figures, but I lost my job the same time our family hit rock bottom. So I had to find other ways. And lucky enough, we did it in real estate in the Bay Area. And
now this is the Bay, this is the Bay Area, Puerto Rico.
No, this is Bay Area, California.
California. Okay. You were in San Francisco with that.
I was in San Francisco.
Okay. All right.
So we took a fixer upper, a place that nobody wanted to buy. It was that hideous, but I saw potential. And we fixed it up. We rolled it over. And that's how I went from immigrant to a self-made millionaire. And want to know what's happened in Puerto Rico? Everyone needs to hear this. There are so many wonderful tax incentives in Puerto Rico right now. So if you have an online business like Amazon, or if you're a coach, just like Russ, who's a 10X business coach, or me, myself, I'm a magnetic mind coach, which I'll tell you a lot more about, coaches are able to be completely exempt from federal and state taxes under Act 60. So look us up, Puerto Rico Act 60. Now, if you're looking for ways to be tax exempt, this is a wonderful way. And like I said, I'm living life on my own terms now.
Is your whole family now in Puerto Rico or just yourself?
My husband and two kids, we're all here. We're living in a community with other heart-centered entrepreneurs. Some of you may know podcasters out there. We've got a lot of podcasters here. So yes, I'm living within a community of entrepreneurs where Money talks, but not just money talking. It's about us leaving legacy as well, right? With our money. How do we make our money talk further?
If you don't have a proper purpose, it's all just a waste, isn't it?
It certainly is. So, part of what I love to do is to bring clarity to one's purpose so that not only are we only able to help ourselves live life on our terms, we're able to help others start living life on their terms. So, yes, purpose is a huge thing, huge, huge part of this money conversation.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I find that even without the proper purpose, a person is not going to end up motivated enough to be committed enough in order to put in action enough in order to see their dreams materialize. If it's just a,
Exactly.
well, if it works, it works. You know, if it doesn't, it doesn't. That's a halfway commitment, and that lends itself to no creativity. So if you've got a purpose strong enough, that's just going to bolster your overall commitment, isn't it? And help you get things done, because you're not going to give up, because you've got a passion created purpose.
For sure. Do you want to be the person who's hitting the snooze button 10 times before you can get up in the morning? Or do you want to be the person like where I am now, who is so excited that I don't even need my alarm clock anymore because I am so excited to serve the people that I want to serve? I jump out of bed without an alarm clock. Because I have my GPS. I know who I want to serve, and I know the action that I need to take that day. I tune into that GPS every single morning automatically. And that's what I would love to help everybody do, to have their North Star, to have that GPS in place. So there's no dragging yourself out of bed, dragging yourself through the day confused.
So you've been around a little bit. You started out as a pharmacist, lost your job, said, I'm going into real estate, started into that, flipped some houses, made a lot of money.
Yes.
And then somehow or another, you ended up in Puerto Rico doing what you're doing. How did you transition from the real estate world to being a magnetic mind coach? How in the heck did that happen?
Had the house, had the car, got the beautiful family. Everything was picture perfect on the outside. But completely empty still on the inside. It doesn't feel good to feel to be breathing, but feel dead at the same time.
It's a bad feeling.
It's a horrific feeling to still feel like you've locked yourself in a coffin. Right? Right. Prince EA asked, where is the richest place on earth? United States? Puerto Rico? Dubai? Wrong. The graveyard. It's where ideas were never shared, books never written, podcasts never published, I love yous never said, sorries never given, dreams never dreamt. And that's how I was feeling. Even with all that, I was still empty. And I said, there's gotta be more. And literally, I reached a point where I was still screaming, someone get me out of this. There's got to be more to life. And then I went on my search. I delved into neuroscience, quantum physics. And I pulled in my clinical expertise. And then I bumped into my mentor, who showed me how to, what I call, take ourselves off of airplane mode. You know how when you're on airplane mode, You don't get your emails. You don't get your texts anymore. You're disconnected. You're disconnected from life. You're disconnected from your higher purpose. So, what I love to help people do through what I call this magnetic mind process, which is part of it, but the grand process that I do is called Spark. So, in Spark, I help people get off of airplane mode. I help them reconnect. And through a series of commands, that where you don't have to be in an altered state like in hypnotherapy, just as you and I are talking right now to your fans out there, just in this very state, through a series of questions, if I were to put what looks like a shower cap on your listeners right now, and I'm taking scans and signals during this conversation that I had in the process called Spark, what we're seeing is during a very narrow window of opportunity that I'm able to engage with your Money Talk fan. It's called a window of reconciliation, or what I like to call window of opportunity. It happens within 3 to 5 minutes. Your neurons literally separate, and this is shown on brain scans. They separate and they rewire. So let's say one of your Money Talk fans is having a huge money block. Let's say they went through a huge loss like I did, and no matter what they do again, they're stuck. They're so afraid of losing money that they're completely stuck in their business. They don't know how to move forward. So we revisit that event in their life and we help them rewire. We separate the fear from the event itself. And what they're left with is just the wisdom of the event. What can they learn from it? After we take away the fear of losing money, and they're left with just the wisdom of what they can glean from that event, and it happens to all of us, right? We have tragedy, whether it's money or something else. When you're just left with the wisdom, you're able to move forward in your business. You're able to go, okay, I learned XYZ, ain't gonna do it again, but I'm not afraid to move forward and create the business that I love.
Well, the thing with life and memories memories is you've got the memory of the incident,
Yes,
but
and
then
it's in your
what is
long-term memory. Yes.
And what is really going to make you or break you is the emotional part of that that's attached. And that's what you're talking about dealing with and getting
Exactly.
past. And so the individual can say, yep, that sure happened, but it's not controlling me anymore. I'm not tensed up and fearful every time I dwell on it. And now they're free to evaluate it, right? And put into place things that'll help keep it from happening again.
Jackpot, they're able to 10x because they're not glued by that old emotion that acts as a ball and chain, keeping them stuck in life. And literally, on brain scan, we're able to show that the neuron separated and rewired in very specific parts of their brain that controls memory and the pain centers. Those parts light up and they rewire. So this happens within minutes. So, can you imagine what can happen for fans out there who are experiencing money blocks? And we've all got them. And not only money blocks in our lifetime, it's been shown in studies that we have stuff passed down to us from up to 7 generations. We're born with this in our DNA. We've got stuff that might have happened to our grandfathers, money issues. And this gets passed down to us, and we don't even know we're walking around it with it. I mean, I hear time and time again from clients that I work with, it's like, I make money, but I can't keep the money, and I don't know why. And just to give you a really quick story, she did not realize that her grandmother did not share this story with the entire family. Nobody knew about this. and she couldn't figure out why she couldn't hold on to money. But her grandmother went through a very scary incident with money where there was a family member that was killed. And she swear, like her grandmother said, I want nothing to do with money. And but this was passed on to her granddaughter. And her granddaughter did not know why that every time she made money, she wanted to get rid of it until we cleared this thing from her family line. It can go this deep, Russ. And I want all your listeners to know this. If they don't know why they're having issues with money, it ain't their fault. It ain't. Don't beat yourself up with it. We can
They're in the
prevent it.
in the realm of Christianity that I travel in, we'd call that a generational curse.
Yes,
That
and
grandma put
it's
that
shown
not
in
only on
science.
herself, but her father following generations and needed to be broken.
Yes, Russ. And it doesn't have to, what I call, it's our junk in our trunk that we don't even know about. It's time to let it go. Let it go.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you've probably taken some special training to become qualified to be able to do this. And I'm certainly not going to do it, and probably most of our listeners aren't going to do it. But our listeners, our viewers, hopefully have a passion and a purpose that they're after themselves. And so you took this passion that you kind of stumbled on, you just kind of fell into and thought, I'm going to start doing this magnetic mind coach, and you're going to do the clarity to one's purpose and everything. You had to figure out a way to be able to reach people. You had to figure out a way to be able to, I would say, monetize this or to make a business out of it. So how did you? How did you, and you're a doctor, so is that as in the pharmacy world, or an MD, or a
I'm a
psychologist?
doctorate of pharmacy, but
Okay.
I like to spell pharmacy with an F.
Okay. All right. So how did you transition from that, which probably isn't a profession known for its business acumen? In other words, the people that are pharmacists aren't necessarily astute business people. You've no doubt had to become that in your quest for achievement and success in what you're doing now. How did you make that transition from doctor of pharmacy to real estate person? That may have been a little bit of it because it's a business actually. But then ultimately into what you're doing now. How did you go through? How did you happen to do that?
I was raised on this phrase by my mother. When the sky falls, and the sky has fallen on many of us in many different ways,
Right.
use it as a blanket. So, although I didn't know a thing about real estate, I made it work. And now that I'm an entrepreneur in the coaching arena, I did not want to wind up in the graveyard with my ideas and my purpose buried. I knew there was more I was meant to do. I did not want others to bring their business ideas and their higher purpose to the graveyard either. So YouTube works wonderfully. That's how my mentor found me on a YouTube ad. And I was so intrigued by what he was doing. So, along with different mentors in my life, one that also really struck me is Russell Brunson's linchpin model, using challenges and webinars to drive traffic to memberships. And if you study Russell Brunson, and many others out there, a lot of whether you have the magic diet pill, whether you have a coaching business, whether you are selling life insurance, whether you are a real estate agent wanting to teach other real estate agents, it doesn't matter. This model works. You drive all the traffic to a membership site that will offer recurring revenue. And that is the linchpin model that I'm using in my business. With challenges, whether you do a 2 or a 5 day challenge, and Grant Cardone does many, right? Pete Vargas does many. You're establishing that deeper connection with your audience. So not only are they spending an hour with you or half an hour with you, you're able to spend 2 to 5 days with them. That's the recommended window. When they go on this journey with you, you can even take them through a hero's journey where you take them from feeling like a nobody to feeling like a somebody by the time they're done with you. They go from going, "I didn't know I can do that," to, "Oh yeah, maybe I could do that. And maybe you're the right person for me."
And that could really be applied to any idea that a person
Any idea, whether you're
because
trying to
you've applied
sell.
it to this thing here with the magnetic mind coach. And the next person, I know there was a woman in the seminar that I was at in Milwaukee. She wanted to do something about better family time around the dinner table. I mean, for crying out loud, how do you turn that into a business? But she has. And so you can do with the right work, the right resources and ingenuity, you can literally turn anything into a business, can't you?
This linchpin model can be applied to any business. I know that this has even worked for another entrepreneur who was trying to sell special soap bars. She was doing it at the farmer's market. It wasn't working. When she applied this model, man, oh man, she's at 7 figures right now. I'm not joking you.
This stuff works, doesn't it?
This stuff works. But
Yeah.
the key is that human connection. Like, know, trust. They gotta know you, they
Yeah.
gotta like you. And then if they trust you, they might buy from you. And that brings us to servant leadership, right? If you've got a product or service that somebody really needs, if you serve people in the right way, there isn't going to be a day in your life that you need to go hungry. Not a day, not a single day.
Because
Because
you're going to have the word out there, and
you've got the word out
it's
there.
going to attract the right people.
You find your blue ocean. You're no longer working in your red ocean anymore. You've got the whole blue ocean to fish out of. You've found your fish. You've got the right net to cast it to. And you bring people into your ecosystem. You bring people into your membership. They want you. They like you. They like what you're serving. They like the buffet that you've shown them, the buffet of services, because you've built that trust either through a fantastic webinar, right? And there's ways to create and carve and create this masterpiece of a webinar. There's so many resources out there, such as here, One Too Many. Like, check out that book. It's called One Too Many. He's literally the goat of webinars. Get that book, One Too Many. So no longer do you need to sell one to one anymore. You're able to scale, right? We all want to scale and go from one to many. And you could do that through challenges, webinars, and like Russ is doing. I'm sure one of his methods to drive traffic right now is podcasts. And one thing I'm doing right now at this very moment is OPS, other people's stages. So if you're out there and you don't have a stage of your own yet, it's okay. Go on other people's stages and make it even simpler. The easiest OPS, right, is to hop on a Facebook Live, Instagram Live, LinkedIn Live, grab a friend, grab an affiliate, hop on. That's all you got to do. The technology is built for you. You don't need to do anything extra. You don't even have to invest in anything extra. Do a live.
Cool. Was the transition into this from the real estate into the coaching, was it difficult on you? Was it hard for you to do, or were you just so wound up and excited you just plowed over every obstacle?
So that person that was hitting the snooze button 10 times, that was me.
I bet.
That was me. Because I was lost. Even though it was picture perfect, looks like I had it all, I was lost. So without the GPS, your North Star, your own North Star, and everyone's unique. Everyone's got their own GPS. What's calling them forward so strongly? So it wasn't easy. Not only are we all dealing with our own money blocks, we've all got our own I'm not enough of something block. I'm not tall enough. I'm not speaking fast enough. I'm not speaking slow enough. I'm not looking right on my Facebook Live enough. We've all got some kind of not enoughness in us that needs to be let go of. So until I used my own processes on myself, the magnetic mind, the spark, that I had to let go of money blocks, mental blocks, I could not move forward. So it's been a journey for me. I've went through my own hero's journey of feeling like a nobody, to feeling like a somebody, to now feeling like a what I call everybody. Nobody to somebody to feeling like everybody.
Explain
And
that.
what it means to be able to say, I'm everybody. It's this sense of oneness that you and I, Russ, we're no different. I'm no different from your Money Talk fans. We are all cut from the same fabric. When I can see me in everyone, and I want my fans to see themselves in me, I'm not on some pedestal. I want everyone to see themselves in me. When we are all able to come together as one species. We're not just entrepreneurs or dentists or janitors or nurses. It ain't matter. These are just titles we've given ourselves or society has given ourselves, right? It ain't matter. We're one. When we can reach that state, when we can love everybody like we do ourselves, you're playing at a whole different field. You're 100xing your life.
Cool. It's a process then, isn't it?
It's
Not an overnight
you come full
success.
circle.
Yeah.
It's like Star Wars. You're going on your Jedi training. You're afraid. You find mentors to help you along the way. And then you face all your inner demons, all that negative chatter, and you come full circle and you return. And you return in a way that you're ready to help others.
You return as a more completed individual, able to step out of yourself and into the lives of others.
So one thing I would like to add to that, Russ, is about being more complete. We are complete from the moment we were born. And we stay complete throughout this whole hero's journey. The issue is that we had forgotten that we've always been complete. We have forgotten that we are not broken in any way. And that is the huge premise that we need to change in the personal development world. We are not broken. I'm here to tell you, Money Talk fans, you ain't broken. You never were. The problem is you've just forgotten. And I'm going to be the first to tell you are A-okay the way you are. I'm here to remind you are A-okay. Because if we stay on the hamster wheel of trying to fix ourselves, thinking that we're not complete or we're broken in some way, even if we reach a point, let's say we stop smoking, guess what? We'll find the next problem we need to fix, and we're going to stay in this never-ending cycle of fixing ourselves, fixing our businesses. We're A-okay to start with. What we need to shift to is to the mindset of creating. Quit fixing. What do you want to create in your business today? Stay on creating. Wake up in the morning and ask yourself, what do I want to create in my business? Create a service so irresistible that your fans are going to run to you. Create a service or product so irresistible, you are going to create a blue ocean for yourself.
All right. So you have that t-shirt. And I asked you about that at the beginning, and you alluded to something that you were going to wrap up with that. It must be a story behind that one. So let's get it out. Come on, Dr. Lisa Suntan, let's hear it.
Listeners, friends, family, there's a moment in our lives that we were either broke or you mistaken yourselves to be broken. I notice I said mistaken yourself to be broken because you're not. All you gotta do is toss away the I'm not good enough, the should've's, the could've's, the would've's that you've been told all your life, the lies. Let them go. And when you do that, you're left with a chance to rewrite a new chapter in your business, to rewrite a new chapter in your life. And that chapter can sound something like this. I dare to break down so I can break through. I dare to turn my pain into my purpose. And I want you all to say it with me right now. I dare.
I dare.
I dare.
I dare.
I dare.
I dare.
And it starts now. I'm Dr. Lisa Suntan. Come visit me on a beach in Puerto Rico, because I want you to live life on your terms.
Awesome.
LisaTan.com.
I was just going to say, so before they come visit you in person, they're probably going to want to hit you up on your website. So, which is drlisatan.com. Okay, folks, remember that. That's how you can reach her. Do you take phone calls or emails, or is it all strictly through your website?
Email is best, and My email's right there. And tell me, how are you going to be the playwright of your own life when you email me? I would
Okay.
love to continue this conversation with all of you and support you so you can live life on your terms.
Folks, there you have it. Bringing this to a close, and yet it seems like it's just probably a new beginning for many of you. If you've
A
got
new
the
chapter.
nerve, if you've got the nerve to do anything about it, you see yourself and Lisa, hit her up on our website, drlisatan.com. Get over there and join her newsletter. I bet she's got one. Join whatever she's into and send her an email. Let her know that you're, I don't know, in Florida or Colorado or maybe back in the San Francisco Bay Area, whatever. But anyway, touch base with her. In the final thing here now, last couple words, what just a couple of tips of final advice for the would-be entrepreneur that says, I'm excited about what I can do, about the purpose that I'm developing. And what advice would you have for a person to be starting next steps as we finish here?
So that you don't turn your business into a JOB, because you probably got out of a JOB to be your own boss. Remember, recurring revenue. Go with a model that will create recurring revenue. That will free you up. That will break the shackles for you.
So rather than a one-time flash in the pan per customer, per client, you're advocating come up with something that is going to keep them coming back to sign up for a subscription service or whatever the case may be. Got it? Okay. Okay, folks, there it is.
Bullseye.
There it is. There it is from Dr. Lisa Suntan. I like that. Anyway. Thanks for being on today, Lisa. We appreciate the time that you've invested in us here at Money Talks, and our audience hopefully is going to be blessed and impressed and encouraged. I would say probably challenged also. We got the hurdles in our lives, but there's ways through those and over those hurdles. And so she's got some ideas for you. So tune in to her, drlisatan.com. All right, so that's about it.
Russ, thank you so much. As much as this has been an investment in myself, I hope that I was able to invest into you and your fans. So, what a joy it has been. Go and rewrite your chapters.
Indeed. Be your own playwright, folks. Okay. So we're going to say adieu today and for over for Money Talks. Until next time, we say over and out, and we'll see you later. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Hi. Thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.